Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and Hotep, everybody. My name is Kwame Benta, and welcome to the Gold Cup Network. Word from the Point, Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. And today I am going to be your host on this Friday, September the 4th, 2020. And it is my pleasure and it is my honor once again to bring you some more information that I hope will empower you to prepare for what we call the new normal that's about to take place here in this place called the United States of America and other places all over the country. Having a little technical difficulty, but I think I got it now. And for those who are on my Anchor podcast, let me repeat what I said earlier because I'm just getting on. Today is Friday. It is the 4th of September. This is Labor Day weekend. And I'm broadcasting live here from Richmond, Virginia. This is the Warford Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. And I am your host, Kwame Benta. And like I said, it is my honor and it's my pleasure to be here once again to share some information that I hope will empower you to take charge of your life so that you can live a life of abundance and help others along the way and become the best version of yourself that you can possibly be. Today, on this day, our topic is going to be preparation is better than desperation. Preparation is better than desperation. And with this COVID-19 taking place right now, people, we have not seen the worst yet. There are already people being evicted from their homes. So many people have lost their jobs. We are in a time and place in history that we've never been in before. And there's a whole lot of unknowns ahead of us that we do not know about. And unfortunately, a lot of us are dependent upon the government to come in and rescue us from the inevitable collapse of this economy. Yeah, I said it, the collapse of this economy. From what I study, this economy really crashed in 2008, all right? But the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, has continuously created cash out of thin air. And they bailed out the banks because the banks had basically squandered a whole lot of people's money using these different types of financial instruments to allow people to buy homes that they were not supposed to buy, they weren't qualified to buy. But that's just, you know, the tip of the iceberg. Basically, the housing market crashed and everything else crashed. So many people lost their jobs. And then when people came back to work, they went back to work for less pay, more hours, less pay. And some people just never went back to work. For example, I was one of those people that in 2008, when I lost my job as a car salesperson, I didn't go back to work for another company really until, I want to say, 2016, I started working at a gym, you know, as a customer service rep. I had gotten my certification as a personal fitness trainer, but I didn't really want to work at that particular gym as a personal fitness trainer, so I got the job as a customer service rep. Well, I mean, I'm not even doing that right now because COVID-19, basically the government told people that work in the gym and people who are doing personal training and stuff like that they were not allowed to do that. See, the government has shut down a lot of businesses during this COVID-19 pandemic, whatever you want to call it. All right, over 50 million people lost their jobs already. And unfortunately, stock market is looking really good for the wealthy. So, but the average person, the workers are suffering right now. They're really suffering. And the news is not going to tell you that. You know, they don't want the people to really know what's going down. We got protests going on in the streets right now. People being killed basically at so-called peaceful protests that's turned into riots because people are angry. People are upset. This is what I consider the continuation of Occupy Wall Street. A few years ago, the people realized that, you know, that the American dream had become a nightmare. You know, people were working a whole lot more for less because of this thing called inflation. You see, the value of the U.S. dollar and other fiat currencies that's tied to it continuously loses their value. So what happens is that you think you're getting a raise when you get a 2% or 3% raise, but you're not really, because of inflation is running about 2% or 3% per year. You're basically standing still, but your other expenses are increasing. Some people's rent, light bills, phone bills, a grocery bill, gas, all those things are increasing in cost, but your paycheck continuously stays the same or basically gets weaker and weaker because the dollar loses its value. Well, what we want to do is try to help you strive through these times. And I want to share with you one of the first things that we need to start doing is that if you do have any income coming in, that a portion of that you need to keep for yourself. But you don't want to keep it in paper because paper loses its value. You want to save it in a precious metal, gold or silver. Okay, because they will store your labor. They will store your buying power over time. And a lot of people say, well, I can't spend the gold or the silver. You can if you want to, but we don't suggest you do that. See, we want you to realize that what the wealthy do is they don't save dollar bills. They save assets. They take that declining piece of paper that's made out of cotton and they exchange it for assets, something that's going to appreciate in value over time. One of the main things that a lot of people try to invest in is real estate. Now, right now, unless you have a whole lot of deep pockets, a whole lot of cash reserve, it's not a real good time to want to invest in real estate because people are not working, so people can't pay their rent. And if you got a mortgage on that property that you own and you're not getting your rent money in, you can't pay that mortgage. So then everybody is going to lose. And what's going to happen, the bank is going to seize that property and sell it to somebody else. But gold is a safe store of value and wealth. Once you own it, physical gold, I'm not talking about stock market gold, ETF gold. I'm talking about physical gold that you hold in your possession. It needs no maintenance. And it will grow in value over time. This is called financial insurance, people. Financial insurance, right? Now, you can open up a free gold savings account through this company that I'm associated with. There's a link that you can find here that you can click to find out more, or you can get back with the person that shared this with you so you can learn about more of what we are doing to protect our family's financial future by saving in a precious metal. Now, also people need to be looking at ways to start a home-based business. Well, you can also do that with this company. You can start a home-based business from the comfort of your home where you're better off these days for safety reasons, nothing else. But also, an advantage of a home-based business is that you get all the tax advantages so you can reduce your taxes. So if you still have a job, what you can do, once you start a home-based business, you can actually have less cash deducted from your paycheck every week or every bi-week or every month when you get paid, which now gives you more cash flow. Now, you don't want to take that extra cash flow and just start buying stuff with it. You want to take that extra cash flow and start acquiring an asset, a pure 999.924-carat gold asset through our company. Now, if you want to share this with other people, that's the home-based business that you can open from the comfort of your home at zero cost. That's right. You can start this business with zero cost and get paid without even spending a dime. Dr. Harold Constantine Sykes, the founder of Carat Bargains Master, has made this opportunity available to all artist people on the planet at a price that everyone can afford. He wants to make gold available to everybody at a price that everyone can afford. His goal is to help free millions from the current system of debt and find financial freedom. I'm not a financial advisor, so I'm not giving you any financial advice. All I am sharing with you is some of the things that I am doing and others are doing who know what the 1% do. You see, only 1% of the population owns physical gold because those are the only people that know that gold is real money. See, J.P. Morgan said in 1912 when he testified in front of Congress before the Federal Reserve was put in place that gold is money. Everything else is credit. And I say once you learn that and take action, you'll never be poor again because the dollar has lost 98% of its buying power since it was created, while the gold has increased over $6,000 in value. Right now, gold is over $1,900 an ounce. When I started saving gold in 2018, an ounce of gold was about $1,250 an ounce. So it has increased dramatically in the last 2 years. And it's going to continue to increase because the writing is on the wall, people. The dollar is collapsing because all fiat currencies in history have returned to zero. So if you're holding on to a bunch of paper made out of cotton, you have an opportunity to start exchanging it for real money gold to secure your family's financial future. So that's how you can prepare for what's going to take place in the very near future. And another thing that we need to start doing now, more than ever, is starting to take care of your temple, your body. Build your immune system up because they're going to start trying to roll out this vaccine. And they're going to acquire a lot of people to take this vaccine in order to just function normally or even probably just to get that so-called stimulus check or that basic universal income that I predict is going to have to be a necessity for them to keep propping up this economy for a few more years to come. But eventually, it's going to collapse. History has proven it, that every fiat currency has returned to zero in value. If you don't believe me, you can go on YouTube. There's Lynette Zane's videos. There's Mike Maloney's videos that you can watch, and a host of other people who have been studying the economy for many, many years and know what's about to take place and what's taking place now. We are in a wealth transfer. That's why you see the stock market has gone up dramatically. Well, it went down yesterday, but it's gone back up since March. People are feeling a little comfortable investing in stocks again with people. It's just a matter of time before all of this comes tumbling down like Humpty Dumpty. And all the king's horses and all the king's men will never be able to put this thing back together again. And that's just the way it is. So I'm going to be ending this here. We'll be back here Monday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope everybody will have a peaceful, prosperous Labor Day weekend, you know, because you deserve it. Everybody, be safe, be well, peace, power, and love.